Coast Mountain School District is taking a hard look at whether or not to continue its French immersion program for grades 10, 11, and 12. Trustees say growth in the French immersion program has not reached levels it was hoped to when introduced 3 decades ago. Currently, Hazleton has 8 French immersion students enrolled in grades 8 through 12. That low figure goes against the trend, though, through most of BC, where waiting lists are long to enter the program. Hazleton's Shannon McPhail is a parent of 2 French immersion students, and we reached her by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are your concerns about the long-term future of French immersion in the Hazletons?
Well, I'm really worried it's about to take a serious nosedive. And that's due to lack of numbers and lack of enrollment and lack of support from the school board.
Let's take this piece by piece. How many kids are enrolled in French immersion currently in the Hazletons?
I think, for example, in the school that my kids go to, Mazagalel Galliax, there are a little over 50 French immersion students.
Okay, and what are parents being told about why French immersion is being looked at?
I think this has been a long time in coming, but we didn't know that as parents, and neither did our parent rep who sits on the advisory committee for the school board with the French immersion program. So we're just kind of finding out about this now. Our program has been flagged for, I think, 6 years. And had we had that time to prepare and get enrollment up, we would have done that. French immersion parents are incredibly active. And we would have had the opportunity to remedy this situation, but now we're being backed into a corner and being forced to make a decision because the board wants to cut things and lessen the investment in our school. And, you know, that makes me really angry. This isn't why we enrolled in French immersion when we made that decision so many years ago with both our kids. We were told and guaranteed, actually, that our kids would be able to go through this program right through graduation. And so we've invested in tutors. We've invested in all kinds of help because I don't speak French, and neither does my husband, although it has improved greatly as a result of our kids learning it. I felt like we had a contract. Mm-hmm. We enrolled our kids in French immersion. We were told they would go through right to grade 12, and now we're discovering that that's not the opportunity, and that really makes me angry with all that we've done to make this work.
You said that you felt like you were being backed into a corner to make a decision. What is the decision you feel like you're being faced with?
Well, they want to drop French immersion from grade 10 to 12. So for me, it's like, what the heck is the point of putting our kids through up until grade 10 to have it drop? And one of the options they're looking at is a program called DELF, which isn't from Canada. It's from France. And Smithers, for example, uses the DELF program. Smithers has the highest French immersion enrollment in the north, I believe. And using DELF, in the graduate program, only one student has graduated from that school or from that school district with a university equivalent in French. So to me, that's not a success. That's not what I was told when I enrolled my children into the program. It's really, really disappointing, and parents are angry.
Why do you think that the school district is considering this option?
Well, clearly it is about money and it is about numbers. And those are most certainly, I mean, those are issues and we do need to deal with them. The point that I would like to make is those, we're finding out now that those have been issues for 6 years. That is 6 years that parents, teachers, and the school board could have come together and dealt with this and figured out a solution instead of all of a sudden now the axe is coming down. And it's ultimately, we could have dealt with this, and now we don't have the opportunity. And we see this a lot from our school board, just a real lack of communication. And I don't know if it's that we're in Hazleton and we're a small little school and we're on reserve, but we feel like we get the shaft a lot. I mean, you just take a photograph of our playground and the playgrounds from the schools in Terrace, and you will see a huge disparity. And this is a program that has huge success. We might have low numbers, but we have huge success with our students. And I would love to see our school board focus on what is going to make our students most successful instead of what can we get for the minimum amount of money possible.
You mentioned the fact that this change could mean that students, including your own children, will only see up to grade grade 10 in French immersion. How big of a difference does that make, losing that 2 years?
It completely eliminates the opportunity within the school for them to achieve a dual dogwood, so a bilingual grade 12 graduation certificate.
And why is that important?
That creates a whole bunch of additional opportunities. If you look at some of the graduates from Hazleton in the French Immersion Program, these are the people who have returned to our communities, who are the teachers, the entrepreneurs, the business owners. They make huge positive impacts. Some of them are working in foreign countries because they have this certified second language. DELF is really hard to achieve because it's not taught. There's no curriculum with DELF. It's just a series of tests that we would now have to pay for in addition to our kids' regular education. So it's a whole new level of obstacles. And to achieve the level that we need to have them get their university, to be accepted into university with French as a bilingual language, is really difficult. Smithers, like I said, has only had one graduate achieve that in all the years with the highest enrollment in French immersion. So that is not a success story for me.
Shannon, the school district says it has not made a decision yet regarding this. How confident are you as a parent that French immersion will remain in the Hazeltons after this upcoming year?
Well, I know that we're certainly going to fight to keep it in there. This wasn't what we were sold by the school district years ago when we enrolled our kids. It feels like they want to cut it and slash it. They aren't interested in the success of our kids and our students, and that makes me angry. We should be focusing on what works, not, you know, what is the cheapest bargain basement kind of education we can give our students.
Shannon, thanks for speaking with me this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Carolina.
That's Hazleton French Immersion parent Shannon McPhail. For more, we reached Coast Mountain School Board Char McRory. She says there's no reason to rush to judgment.
The intent of these meetings is to bring back information from each community, which is unique in their needs in French immersion, to bring that information back from each community to the French Immersion Committee to look at that information and then from that perhaps make recommendations to the board. But I would say that French immersion in some areas, the numbers could be improved for sure. And we're looking at that to reiterate that the reason that we're doing this process is to look at French immersion and what are the successes and what are the challenges. We're not making any decisions at this time because we're not even at that point. We're gathering information at this point. And from that, I can't speak to what the outcome will be because I don't know. And the board has not made a decision on anything because they haven't got the information yet. That's why we're going to the communities.
That's Coast Mountain School Board Chair Char McRory. Tonight's meeting in Hazleton begins at 6 o'clock. That's at the Hazleton Secondary. There will be a second meeting in Terrace tomorrow night. That's happening at Caledonia Secondary at 6 o'clock.